Good afternoon. I'm going to be talking to you about root rot disease incidence and severity in soil moisture sensor-based automated irrigation. So appropriate irrigation timing can be one of the most challenging aspects of commercial nursery production. And when in doubt, commercial growers often irrigate out of precaution. And while this may seem like the easier option, this leads to increased water consumption, runoff, and disease pressure. In recent years, advances in technology have lowered the cost of capacitance sensors, and soil moisture sensor-based automated irrigation systems have been developed and trialed in commercial nurseries. One of the observations from these trials was done by Dr. Matthew Chappell, and he saw a reduction in the amount of disease losses in a soil moisture sensor-based automated irrigation system. So what we wanted to do with this study was determine the incidence and severity of root rot disease while using a soil moisture sensor-based automated irrigation system. To do that, we looked at three different irrigation treatments: a well water treatment, which maintained the volumetric water content of the substrate at 30 and 35% in 2014 and 2015, respectively. We also had a similar dry treatment, which maintained soil moisture content at 20 and 25%, again in 2014 and 2015. With our final irrigation treatment, we wanted to mimic the soil moisture profile that's traditionally obtained through just regular irrigation patterns. So this is a slow dry down followed by a large irrigation event, bringing the soil moisture back up to a saturated level. To look at the impact of a root rot pathogen, we inoculated half of each irrigation treatment with Phytophthora nicotiana. Here we have a layout of our irrigation system. So we have our computer, which is connected to our data logger. This data logger was in turn connected to a GS3 soil moisture sensor, which is produced by Decagon Devices. Our data logger would take a reading from our soil moisture sensor and then convert that reading into a volumetric water content. That volumetric water content was compared to a threshold value established with our computer program. If that value was below our threshold, our data logger would signal our relay driver to open a solenoid valve and irrigate our crop for a specific amount of time. Here we have a screenshot from our computer program. On our y-axis, we can see the volumetric water content, and this is graphed as a function of time. Our well water treatments are our blue lines, which are receiving a very small amount of irrigation water to maintain that soil moisture content right at 35%. Similarly, we have our yellow line, which is our dry treatment, that's being maintained right around 25% volumetric water content. Our green line is our cyclic treatment, which is allowed to dry down to our dry treatment before a large irrigation event, which brings it back up to saturation. In this study, we looked at three different crops, rhododendron, pieris, and kalmia. These were selected based on speaking with Georgia growers, and these are crops that traditionally have a high incidence of a loss in production. For the purposes of this talk, I'm going to just focus on the results from our rhododendron study. Data we collected over the course of this trial is that we attempted to re-isolate the pathogen from all of our irrigation combinations. We looked at the dry weight, the plant quality, and then the root quality as well. So here, looking at our 2014 attempts to re-isolate the pathogen, we took root samples from each treatment combination, baited those for Phytophthora, and then plated those baiting onto a V8 PARP-H media. We then examined that media for morphological features of Phytophthora, and what we can see is, first of all, in our control, we weren't able to recover the pathogen, so that was great. Looking at our well water treatment, in approximately 43% of our media samples, we were able to recover that pathogen. Also, in our cyclic treatment, we were able to recover about 18% of those baits. We were able to recover some sort of Phytophthora off of them. What's most interesting is In our dry treatment, we weren't able to recover any Phytophthora at all. So this maybe suggests by growing a little bit drier, we're able to reduce the pressure from that pathogen. Looking at our dry weights, they're fairly similar overall. Perhaps we have a little bit of natural variation in our dry control and our well water, but they're fairly similar throughout. Over the course of the trial, we tracked plant quality. Here we can see our zero is a dead, dried out plant, completely unmarketable. Over here is we have our 10 rating. This is a very robust plant, good foliar tone, maybe some flowering. This is a very marketable plant, what we're looking for in a crop. Looking at trends for that plant quality over the course of the entire trial, what we noticed is that by adding a lot of water, maintaining that substrate very saturated, we're able to produce a very high quality crop. However, in the presence of a pathogen, crop quality is fairly negatively impacted. Another interesting trend is that in both our dry and our cyclic treatments, we're able to mitigate the impact of that pathogen presence by either growing drier or allowing our crop to dry down at some point. Our root quality is similar. We have a zero, which is just a completely rotted out root system that's not serving that plant whatsoever. And then over here, our five score, we have a very robust root system, which is completely colonizing the rooting media with cream-colored roots. Again, we can see similar trends. By maintaining a high level of saturation, we're really going to impact our rooting system if there's a pathogen present. Another thing we can notice is that through dry growing, we can really change the environmental conditions in that root zone so that they're not as conducive to our Phytophthora species and really limit the impact that it can have. Looking at our cyclic treatment, it's kind of a mixed bag. We're able to produce some very high quality roots still, even when the pathogen is present, but it's kind of a general trend, kind of lowering a lowered root quality. So what can we take away from this study? First of all, it should be noted that the irrigation treatments in this study, while they approached saturation, they're not as wet as what can be observed in commercial nurseries. Many commercial nurseries irrigate for very long periods of time, every day, day after day, achieving very high levels of saturation. I don't think we did a necessarily good enough job mimicking that in this study. However, that being said, by growing drier, we are able to limit the impact that any potential root rot pathogens might have. However, it's ultimately going to be up to the individual grower whether they want to push water to try and put on maybe a little bit more biomass, a little bit higher plant quality, or reduce the incidence and impact of any potential pathogens that might be present in that media. With that, I'd like to thank Decagon Devices for donations, the USDA Specialty Crop Block Program, and the Georgia Department of Agriculture for administering that, Fafford Media, and then the UGA Horticulture Physiology Lab for support. And I can take any questions that you might have. Yeah. No, the question was whether or not I was able to re-isolate the pathogen off of the dry inoculated treatment, and I was not. I still have to process my root samples from this year, but for the past year I was not able to. Maybe if you're close to market, it might be a little trick that you could do to get your crop out the door. But once that pathogen is present, it's always going to be there. Maybe by growing drier consistently, you'll be able to produce a fairly high-quality crop and maybe even eliminate the conditions that are conducive to have that pathogen.
How did you trigger the stop the irrigation?
In my computer program, I had a timed irrigation events. So for my wet and my dry treatment, I believe it was something like 30 seconds. And then for the cyclic one, it was, I believe, around 5 minutes.
Yes, so with changing weather patterns and maybe heavier episodic rainfalls, the growers experience sort of a super saturated condition with high disease incidence?
Maybe.
So is there a way to design media to shed water to the better?
I personally work with a couple of growers that use more porous media, and it dries out a little faster, but you have to take the bitter with the sweet with that kind of. You may be a little more prone to drought if somebody is kind of asleep at the wheel.
Yeah,